now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Yeah, it is all about the London fire, isn't it? And what's the latest you can tell us?
Well, Ben, believe it or not, 27 hours on, and that fire is still blazing in parts. It's just a huge smouldering shell of a building now. So many stories are emerging. So many people still missing. We've got 12 confirmed fatalities, according to the fire brigade in London. They do expect that number to rise. So many questions about what went wrong. But in terms of the amazing neighbourly spirit, the community coming together and humanity triumphing, we've seen some great efforts from people on the ground near Grenfell Tower. People just turning up with clothes, shoes, blankets, medicines, you know, toiletry products, food, water, just incredible. They've actually had to open other places to take in the donations because they've been so overwhelmed. Just a human chain almost formed yesterday of people handing over stuff because they realise that people have fled that building in just the clothes they stood up in.
Yeah, exactly. It's still we're still scratching our heads how something like that can happen in 2017. Now, mate, we've just heard about the MMA fight, or it's actually a boxing bout between Mayweather and Conor McGregor. It's not the biggest or not the only big money sports deal going down in your part of the world. Man United are about to splurge on a new player. How much have they got on the table and who for?
$60 million for a 22-year-old defender from Sweden called Victor Lindelof. So we're into the quiet season now when there are no matches going on in the Premier League, but clubs are away doing business, trying to get new players in, trying to figure out what went wrong last season, really. And Manchester United, $60 million. They do need better defenders. This guy's 22. Victor Lindelof is a Sweden international, currently playing in Portugal. He's apparently very, very talented. He plays for Benfica.
He'd want to be for $60 million, Ender. He'd want to be talented.
You know what, Ben? They've bought some players. You see crazy sums of money spent in the Premier League, and you just wonder after a few months, you just think, who sanctioned this? Have you ever seen the guy play? Apparently, this guy has a great future ahead of him. But you're right, $60 million, you would expect a hell of a football player for that.
Indeed. Ender, thanks, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Ender Brady, Sky News UK.